This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
As we look around the world's landscape of nations and cultures, there is no doubt there are many heart-wrenching, horrific, and tragic events and conditions happening all around the world. Every day, there appears to be so much disappointment and sadness. So many of us have lost so much, and too many of us live surrounded by danger all the time. With the advent of news around the clock, we are constantly overwhelmed and hammered with information from one end of the globe to the other. Yes, today's world seems to be so much smaller than years ago. And the information travels so much faster than ever before. And because of this, life becomes much more challenging than ever. Yes, people are finding it far more difficult to nurture and maintain joy and happiness in their lives. It's not an easy task to remain unaffected by the tension, dangers, and risks we see throughout the world. And you can't help but to be concerned and sometimes anxious over circumstances that hit so very close to home. What can we do about this? Are there any steps we can take that would be helpful to preserve our happiness? Well, stay with us as we attempt to address these questions on today's program.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hello, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Armor of God. We're going to talk about getting happy today. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls, I'll stop right there. I know I can't carry a tune, but when I hear that song by Three Dog Night, it makes me happy. There are many things that can make us happy. My belief in the Bible, my belief as a Christian, makes me happy, keeps me going in this life. And I want you to get happy. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's program. Now, to begin with, let's talk about some definitions of happiness. Because I think if we talk about definitions, it's going to help us define what we mean by happiness. Now, there are a number of definitions we could look at. Happiness is a state of well-being. Happiness is a state of contentment. Happiness is experiencing positive emotions. Happiness is a pleasurable or satisfying experience. So that relates to how we often think of happiness. But I looked up some information on how the ancient Greeks defined happiness. And get what they said about happiness. To them, the joy we feel when we're striving for our potential was happiness. Now, that's a little bit different than what I was talking about earlier. Most of the earlier definitions had to do with what you were feeling. But when you're striving for your potential, you may not always feel so good. And the Greeks, I think, were getting at something that's very important when we understand what happiness is. I believe a better definition of happiness is going after your passion or what's really important for you in life. And for Christians, it is reaching God's kingdom. And I notice in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, this fits right in with the Greeks' definition of happiness. In Matthew 6:33, it says the following, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So at least from a Christian perspective, I think that that is a better way to understand happiness. But we're going to try to make you happy today and talk about a variety of ways you can get happy. Our most important way, again, I'm going to emphasize this, is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. But are there other methods we can employ to try to be happy? Because being happy is better for you and for me. Before we do any of that, I want to offer you some free CDs on today's program. We want to offer you the CD titled Peace and Joy, and we also want to offer you a full-length sermon CD that I gave a sermon on titled How to Be Happy. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can order by going to our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also go to our website to learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast. Go to www.cgi.org. Once again, welcome back. We're talking about happiness today. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the program about some different definitions of happiness. A lot of people think of happiness as being a feeling that you have. The ancient Greeks talked about reaching your full potential can make you happy. And that's kind of the direction I want to go in, is how do you reach your full potential? And I read an interesting book on the subject of happiness by an author named Sean Achor, and that's spelled A-C-H-O-R. And Achor was a teacher, an instructor at Harvard University, and one of the most popular classes that they ever had at Harvard was a class on happiness that Achor used to teach. Now, in his book, he talks about six ways we can become happy. And when I read this book, I saw a lot of linkages between what Achor is saying about happiness and what the Bible has to say about happiness. So we'll have time to maybe look at two of these ways, but let me just tell you what the six methods of getting happy were, according to the author Sean Achor. He said, number one, you've got to have a positive mindset or a happy mindset. So you've got to change your attitude. You've got to change your mindset towards the happiness side. You've got to change your practices. Whatever you're feeding your brain, whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking is going to affect how happy or sad you are. So if you're not doing things that are happy, if you're not practicing happy things, that's not good for your happiness in the brain. He also said you needed to get stress out of your life. Relieving stress can make you happier than not. Number four was gaining control in your life. A lot of people live out of control lives and they are not happy because of it. But you want to gain control in small incremental ways, and slowly but surely you can begin to control your entire life. The fifth item he mentioned was having the right practices or values or principles. And in this, I saw a relationship to keeping God's law. Because he says when you have certain principles that you live by, it limits your choices in life. When you don't know how to live your life, you're doing all kinds of different things. But those of us that keep God's law know that that limits our choices in life and makes life a lot easier, at least for me, by having those laws to live by. The sixth point that he made was having social connections, having family, having friends, having relationships that you can rely on. Those who don't have those relationships find it harder to be happy and positive in life. So we're going to get into at least those first two items that we mentioned. Mindset and attitude is where we will start. And how can we make our mindset or attitude more positive, more on the happiness side than the negative side? Well, one way to do this is when you start to think happy thoughts, what happens is you cause the release of a certain hormone within your body called dopamine. You also cause the release of a chemical in your body known as serotonin. And dopamine and serotonin are great for keeping you happy. All right. You want to have the releases of those chemicals into your body. And when your mindset and attitude is positive and happy, those chemicals are more frequently released to the rest of your body, allowing you to maintain that happy feeling that you have. Now, when you think about this, this becomes a domino effect, because the happier you are, the easier it is to take instruction, the easier it is to understand things that your teacher is telling you at school, to understand what your boss is trying to communicate to you, to let things go that aren't that important. So mindset and attitude is essential to having a happiness lifestyle. Other ways that we can get this positive or happy mindset are through meditation. Now, you can meditate in a secular way, but you can also meditate in a biblical or spiritual way. And I want to turn over to the book of Psalms to show you something there. In Psalm 119, we read the following. Psalm 119 and verse 97, it says, "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." So from a Christian perspective, when we meditate on God's word, when we meditate on God's law, it gives us a sense of well-being and happiness. And science has even discovered this. Science has checked the brains of monks from various religious orders. And what they found, if you understand what monks do for a large part of their day, they meditate a lot more than the average person. So hopefully, for the most part, they are meditating on positive things. Many Christian monks will meditate on scripture, meditate on positive ideas. And science has proven that this meditation exercise has increased the size of the prefrontal cortex of these monks or these individuals who partake in meditation more than the average person. Now, why is the prefrontal cortex important? The prefrontal cortex, the front of the brain, is where most of the happiness concepts live within the brain. Now, there are other parts of the brain, and the brain can communicate with various parts of the brain, but the prefrontal cortex is known as a happy part of the brain, and increasing the size of that can enhance your happiness quotient, your mindset, and your attitude, which are essential to keeping us happy. Another thing that can help you stay happy, keep your mindset on the happy side, is looking out into the future and having some goals and seeing some things out there that you want to accomplish. Now, I talked about this at the onset of today's program when we talk about looking forward to that kingdom of God. That can help Christians stay happy. But if you aren't necessarily a Christian, just having some goals out there that you're moving towards can help you stay happy. Many people who get depressed, many people who commit suicide are not looking forward to anything in life anymore, and that leads them to that issue of suicide and taking their own life because they have nothing they see out there for them to look forward to. Something that works for me, and this may sound ridiculous to you, but every once or twice, once a week or once every 2 weeks, I'll eat a huge steak sub, French fries, a salad, and a Coke. Now, that's a lot of calories in one meal, but I don't do it very often. But let me tell you, When I think about that meal coming up, and I'll usually have it at the end of a work week, I get happy, folks. When I think of that, if as long as I'm eating well during the rest of the week, thinking about that meal that's coming to me makes me very happy. And believe me, that anticipation is as great as the actual taste of the meal that comes a little bit later. Again, you're trying to get techniques to keep happiness in your mind because that's good for your body and your mind. Another technique that Acor mentions in his book is acts of kindness. Acts of kindness can give you a happiness mindset and a happiness attitude. And the Bible's full of examples of that. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, we read there the golden rule, "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." And I'll give you an example of this. I used to do volunteer work with physically and mentally handicapped kids. A lot of these kids were autistic. Some of them were in wheelchairs. They were suffering a lot of different things that I've never suffered. And there were times I didn't want to go do that volunteer work. But I got myself up, went there, and did it. And I'll tell you what happened to me. I was transformed by those experiences. Seeing those kids laughing and enjoying themselves, being in wheelchairs, having autism, it got me off of my negative attitude and had me feeling positive the rest of the day and sometimes throughout the week. I go back to those memories now, and I can bring that happy attitude back to my mindset because of those experiences that I had in the past with those kids. In James chapter 1 and verse 22, we read something very similar about that. In James 1 and verse 22, it says this, "Be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." So there again, more evidence from the Bible. We need to be out there doing what the Bible says to do, not just talking about it. And when you're doing what the Bible says to do, you are going to feel much happier when you're impacting the lives of other people. Another point brought up in Acor's book is exercise. That exercise can give you a more positive attitude and a more positive mindset. Again, why is that? Because those chemicals that we were talking about earlier are released in your body when you do exercise, when you do get the blood flowing. You've probably heard of a runner's high or an exercise high, when endorphins get released into the body. And being a regular exerciser, I'll tell you, I'll vouch for this, the best I feel all day is an hour or so after exercising. I've had that chemical release in the body, and I'm feeling good after I exercise. Again, that can help impact your mindset and the positivity you are experiencing each and every day. Let me tell you of a research study that was conducted on exercise. They took depressed people, and they broke them into three groups. One group was told, for the next 4 months, you're going to exercise to try to overcome your depression. A second group was given some medication, and they were also told to do some exercise, but not as much as the previous group. And finally, the third group was given medication to deal directly with the depression. Now, after 4 months, all three groups were doing much better with depression. They were all overcoming their depression and doing much better than they had in the past. So here's what they did for the next 6 months. They told each of the groups, continue to do what you're doing or you can stop doing it. Okay, it's up to you to make that decision as to what you want to do. But we're going to check you out in 6 months and see who's doing the best. Is anyone falling back into depression? Well, as you can imagine, some of these people did start to fall back into it, especially those who were no longer doing what they were doing before to overcome the depression. But here's the interesting statistic. What they found was only 9% of the total exercise group fell back into a depressed state. The mixture of medication and exercise, about 31% of them fell back into it. And the group that only got medication, 38% of them fell back into depression. Now, as the researchers were trying to understand this data, they came to this conclusion that what was important about this experiment was the reason that the exercise group had the least amount of re-depressive state was because they actually had to do something on a regular basis to overcome their depression. So the potential there is that work or activity of some sort can help the depressive mind. You've got to stay active. You've got to keep working. You've got to keep doing things. And if you are the one who's doing it, rather than the medication, you have more control. That helps us stay away from depression. So think about that just in life in general, that in order to stay more positive, to stay happier, we want to be active, folks. We want to be active rather than not doing anything. That's going to also help us stay positive and happy. When I think about this, I think about a scripture in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. And it says this in Matthew 24, 13. And Christians need to recognize this. Matthew 24, 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You got to be doing something, Christians. You can't just sit back and say, God's going to save me. You actually have to be obedient to God. You have to be following God. That takes action on your part. You can't just talk the talk. You have to walk the walk. And science is proving the very same thing when it comes to depression. Now, a second point that Acor makes in his book is that a way to make you happier besides your mindset and attitude is the practices that you employ in life. These have an effect on your happiness. And what he brought up in his book was something he called the Tetris effect. Now, if those of you are familiar with video games, you've probably heard of the video game Tetris. And Acor used to get heavily involved in a video game called Grand Theft Auto. And in this particular video game, the players are actually breaking the law. They're stealing cars and doing things like that. So there was one time when he was in college and he had played this game for 5 or 6 consecutive hours, and then he fell asleep. He woke up, he walked outside, and he actually saw a police car there, and he began to move towards the police car, put his hand on the door because he was thinking, I'm going to steal this police car. All of a sudden, he realized, wait a minute, this is the real world. I can't steal this police car. But the point he was making was by playing that game for 5 hours, 6 hours, and I know there are people out there in the world who play those games for even longer than that. What are they doing to their brains? They're filling their brains with the practice of the game. And many of those games do all kinds of crazy things. So what you want to do is fill your brain, practice things that are going to be positive, that are going to be happy for your mindset. That's what Acor is getting at. And in the Bible, this is a truth from God. If I take you to Proverbs 23, get what it says here in Proverbs 23 and verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay? What you think, what you do, is what you become. And the more negativity and bad things you put into your brain, garbage in, folks, garbage out. It is a truism of life. You've got to do positive things in order to think positively. Let me give you an example from my life. I was a big sports fan, and I still am a sports fan. I have to admit that. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I was crazy about the Pirates and Steelers in the 1970s when they were really good. I remember one time crying because the Pirates lost a playoff series to the Cincinnati Reds in 1972. See, I even remember the year. Now, I was crying because I was filling my mind with everything Pirates and Steelers. I was watching the games. I was listening to the games on the radio. I was reading the sports pages. I was listening to talk radio before it even became big. There was talk sports radio back then. And I was listening to all this, playing the sports with my friends, pretending I was the Pittsburgh Pirates, pretending I was the Pittsburgh Steelers. My brain was filled with all of those practices. And what was the result? Getting emotional when they lost. Throwing furniture in my living room when the Steelers lost to an inferior team. And even in my 30s, I remember slamming the floor in my house when the Steelers lost a playoff game to the New England Patriots. I had not overcome it yet because I was filling my brain with all of those past things that I had filled it with before. I've gotten to the point now when the Steelers have lost a playoff game, I'm not banging my hand on the floor anymore, so I'm making progress. But it's a long process to get rid of the wiring we've created within our brain. And one way to do that is to fill the brain with positive things, with positive practices, with scriptures from your Bible and those types of things to overcome the past conditioning that we've created within our brain. So again, you can do this in a number of ways. And one way to rewire is to write down something different, something positive. That helps rewire the brain, create those new neural pathways within the brain that can help overcome some of that conditioning that you've already set your brain up for with whatever you've been doing in the past. So hopefully these two examples will help you get happier in life. What I'd like to do, though, is just reiterate the offering that we made at the beginning of today's program. I want you to get 2 CDs that can help you get happier in life. Get the CD, Peace and Joy, and also the full-length sermon CD that goes into detail on what we've discussed on today's program. The title of that one is How to Be Happy. To get both these items, all you need to do is call us toll-free. Call 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791, or you can order at our website. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. And listen, folks, don't worry. Be happy.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.